Okay, Rebos, I hope all is good. Hope all is well. Today's daf is Pesach from Daf Lamed Beis. And once again, we have a Mishnah that starts off talking about Chametz, and then we're going to veer into a topic that's really not really related much to Pesach whatsoever. So the Mishnah says at the bottom of Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, Ha'ochal Trumas Chametz bePesach. If you eat Truma, that is Chametz, on Pesach, so b'shogeg, if you eat it b'shogeg, to them mishalim kerem v'chomesh, you pay the principal back, and as well as a punishment called a chomesh, which the Torah lays out. The classic chomesh that the Gemara and the Torah talks about is what we would call a fourth nowadays. It's a chomesh before the calculation is done. So, after the calculations are added together. So, if you eat $100 worth of truma, you would pay $25. You would pay $125. The chomesh, the fifth, quote unquote, is $25, because after you add the chomesh to the original amount, so the chomesh is a fifth of the resulting total. So the person would pay the keren and the chomesh if he eats a b'shogeg, b'mezid, if he eats a b'mezid, pater mitashlumim, he is pater to pay money, and the Gemara is going to talk about exactly why a person would be pater if he does a b'mezid. Umid me eitzim, he's also pater to pay even for the value of the truma as it would be used as firewood, meaning seemingly the truma has absolutely no value whatsoever. He not only does he not have to pay the value of a truma as it is as food, he also does not have to even pay the truma as it would be worth if you used it as fuel. Now there is a Rashi on the Mishnah that's important to kind of guide us here in terms of our understanding. The Gemara will discuss all this stuff, but it's important to read this first Rashi over here. So we'll just do it quickly. B'shogeg, the din is like this, that shogeg b'truma, if a person eats truma b'shogeg, filo hezid b'chametz, even if he knows it's chametz, right, but he eats truma b'shogeg, so then mishalim kerem v'chomesh, right, then he pays the principal, and he also pays the one-fifth punishment. V'alfagav v'lo haveshav yamidi, even though this item is not worth anything, right, the chametz b'pesach, asur ba'ana, right, but since, right, the chametz on Pesach is asur ba'ana, miyo, however, shogeg b'detruma d'ksiv bei, v'chamish yisoy yosef alav, but eating truma b'shogeg, that we learn from the pasuk of, that you should add a fifth to the payment, v'nasa l'kohen ezer kodesh, right, so that pasuk is davar haroy lios kodesh. We're going to see in the Gemara in a second that you have to pay back something that is fit to be kodesh, meaning you need to pay him in produce. You can't pay money for this truma that you ate b'shogeg. You have to pay back in produce. But the shlumin nasin truma, and then the one-fifth payment itself also becomes truma, meaning the whole payment, really, that you pay him back, it's in and of itself, becomes truma. Kila kaman, like the Gemara explains later on. La lefi dam mishalim, el lefi mida mishalim. Right, okay, that's going to be a discussion that Gemara is going to talk about. Hilka lavbas, okay, fine, either way. And so Rashi's just laying out a couple of important points, that this one-fifth payment does not happen unless the truma was consumed b'shogeg, and also that you have to pay... you can't pay money, you have to pay physical produce for the truma that you paid, and the payment that you give back, the tashlumim that you pay, the coin, is also becomes truma, as the Gemara will explain in a second. Okay, and then we're going to discuss, let's let the Gemara discuss it for us. Okay, says the Gemara, Tanan Hasan, we learned in the Mishnah over there. This Mishnah is in Trumos. Not surprisingly. Ha'ochal truma b'shogeg mishalim kerem b'chomesh. If you eat truma b'shogeg, okay, laying out the rules for us. If person, again, truma is mutter to a coin only, right? If a Yisrael is not allowed to eat truma, if he eats truma, the penalty is kares, I think, or misa b'di shemayim, but I think, either way, it's something serious. But if you eat b'shogeg, so then it's kares. I take it back. It's kares. Either way, so Tana Hasa Ma'ochal Truma B'Shogeg Mishalim Keren V'Chomesh. If you eat Truma B'Shogeg, you pay the Keren, the value of the food you ate, and the one-fifth payment. Echad Ochal V'Echad Shosev Echad Asach. Whether you ate or you drank or you anointed it on yourself, Echad Truma Tmeya Echad Truma Tahor, regardless of whether it was Tahor or Tameh, Mishalim Chomesh. You pay the one-fifth. And you also pay V'Chumsha D'Chumsha. And you would also pay one-fifth of the one-fifth if you then subsequently ate that one-fifth payment b'shogeg, meaning what that does is it just points out that the payment that you're giving is also has the status of truma. So then if you therefore went and ate at Bishogeg, so then you would also pay another fifth on that eating. By the way, the question is like this: Kishu mishalim lefi mida mishalim or lefi dama mishalim? When a person pays back truma that he ate Bishogeg, does the person pay based on value or a volume? So just to keep it kind of like easy to remember, do you pay based on the amount of food that you ate in weight, right? The volume of the food that you ate, or do you pay the value? So the question, the Gemara kind of clarifies this question. If the case is where originally the truma you ate was worth 4 zuz, and then when it comes time to pay it back, it's worth 1 zuz, right? So it went down from 4 to 1. So lo tibay lecha. There's no question. Divade di kidemi ikar mishalim. Certainly, he pays like the original value, lefi damim, according to the value, right? The lo garmi gazlan, because he's no less than a thief. What the rule is by a thief, as the Mishnah, the Gemara is going to quote right now, the Tanakh, within the Mishnah, right? Baba Kama, Kala Gazlana, Mishalim, Kishasa, Gzela. All the thieves pay the value of the item as if when they stole it. So if you steal an item that's worth $100, then you're going to pay back, and that item is gone, right? You cannot return it. And then you go to pay back the guy you stole from, and now the item you stole is worth only $50. So you pay the full $100, even though he can now buy two of them, right? That's the din. So the same thing by truma, right? If it went down from 4 to 1, right, you certainly pay kishas ha'achila, you certainly pay the original 4 value as when you took it. So the question is like, that's not the question, that's obvious. Ki tibay lecha, the question here is, demikari shavya zuza levasov shavya arba, that originally when you ate it, it was worth 1, and now it's gotten much more expensive, and now the food that you ate is worth 4. So then what do you do? Lefi mida mishalim? Do you pay based on the amount that you ate, the volume? The amalei griya, which is a measurement. Griya akal griya mishalim. I ate a griya is worth of, I don't know, wheat. Or it's probably a weird example, or of dates, right? And now I'm paying you back a griya, even though now they've it's gone up in value. Old dama lefidama mishalim, or maybe you just have to pay back the value that you ate because bzuza achal bzuza mishalim, right? I only ate a zuz of dates, and therefore I'm paying you back a zuz of dates. Dates are much more expensive now, and you're getting money less of them. Okay, but that's what I ate. So what do you go on based on the volume or the value? So I'm Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef wants to try and prove from the following Brisa and Erevin, a Gemara that we saw a couple months ago. Achal grogeres v'shilim lo tamarim. If a person ate figs and he paid someone back in dates, so if a person does that, tavo alav bracha, he should be blessed. That's a wonderful thing to do. So the Gemara says, one second. E amrs b'shalom lefimi the mishalim. If you're telling me that you're paying based on volume, so amatu lahachi tavo alav bracha. That's why this guy should be blessed. The achal giri, I'm not sure how to pronounce that, but gariua digrogeres. The grogos, he ate this measurement of figs, the shavya zuza, that are worth 1. V'kayayev gruya, or gruya, I don't know, whatever. The tamarim. What happened? He ate a measurement of figs, and now he's paying back a measurement of dates. The shavya arba, dates are much more valuable than figs, right, to this day. So that's much nicer. That's why it's kind of him. So it must be that he's paying based on volume. But if he's paying back the exact same amount of value, right, so I might have a loaf bracha. What's the great chesed that he's doing? He ate a zuz worth of figs. He's paying back a zuz worth of dates. It's the same amount of money. What's the difference? What's the chesed? So clearly you see that the person has to pay back volume and not value, because you see that was the bracha, that was the good thing that he did. So Rabbi said, "Olam lefi dama mishalim." No, really, a person has to pay the value in that case. But my tavel of bracha. So what's the chesed by paying a zuz worth of dates as opposed to a zuz worth of figs? Because he ate something that people don't jump at the opportunity to buy. Figs are not particularly exciting, right? Figs in the marketplace, okay, people are not running to buy them. But he's paying back with something that people jump at the opportunity to buy. Dates are much more, what's the word in business? easily saleable. That's not the word. Sellable. I don't know. Dates move faster. People are excited to buy dates. It's much easier for him to get rid of dates. So yes, it's the same amount of money, but it's the produce, the merchandise itself, is easier to move, and that's why there is a chesed. So we have not proven which way it goes. Now it's a bit of a funny two dots because we're gonna. It's the same topic, but either way, Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah. Let's see if we can prove one way or another. Ha'ochal trumas chametz bePesach. Right, if you eat truma that's chametz on Pesach, if you eat a b'shogeg mishalim keren v'chamesh, you have to pay the principal amount and the 1/5 punishment. E armes b'shlama lefimi the mishalim. If you tell me that you're paying based on volume, so shopir. So that makes sense. Because you see that it's, I mean, it has nothing to do with value, right? This all makes sense, right? Again, you'll see in a second. I mean, if you're telling me that you're paying back the value, though, right? Chametz Pesach, bar damim, what is it? The chametz on Pesach is not worth anything. So if you're telling me that you have to pay based on volumes, I understand how you can have a concept of paying back the volume that you ate plus 1/5. But if you're telling me that you have to pay back the value, so there's no value of chametz. Chametz is not worth anything on Pesach. So how could you pay back the value plus 1/5? So, chametz has no value. So Gemara says, actually, in yes, it does. If you remember, who is that shita? Amani Rabbi Yosef Glilihi. Damar chametz bePesach Moder Bana. So you see, no, there is a shita as we saw before a couple days ago. Rabbi Yosef Glilihi says that chametz bePesach is Moder Bana, and therefore, right, that you could theoretically pay back the value. Right, that could make sense. Well, if that's true, that this Mishnah is Rabbi Yosef Glilihi, so Eimah Seifa, what about the Seifa? B'mezim patim minam tashlumim, umid me'itzim. If you tell me if you eat the truma on purpose, so then you're pater, so you're Rabbi Yosef Glilihi, I might watch patim minam tashlumim, umid me'itzim. So why would you be pater? Well, you don't have to pay anything. At least you should pay the value that you ate. The chumash is only b'shogeg. Right, chomesh is only b'shogeg, but amazing, for sure you should have to pay at least the amount of food that you ate, and at least the firewood, if it's good for firewood. So Gemara says, how could you, right, why would that make any sense? So Gemara says, Rabbi Yosef Glilihi holds Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana, which also we saw a couple of days ago. Like Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana, right? And here the Gemara says Vechuli, right? Instead of quoting that entire Gemara, like it so often does, but it says because Rabbi Yochanan ben Akana used to make kares and mamon, just like misa and mamon, in terms of kimle b'derabamine. If you remember, kimle b'derabamine means if you're chayv two punishments, so you only get the worst punishment. And usually we understand that to be a din in Beis Din. The Beis Din will only dole out the more chamor, the more serious punishment. But Rabbi Nechuni ben Akana says, no, Yom Kippur, which is punishable by kares, is like Shabbos, which is punishable by misa's Beis Din, skila. Yom Kippur, which again, in any case of kares and money, you're not going to have to pay the money if you're a chayv kares as well. So that's Rabbi Yosef Glilihi holds. If you ate chametz of truma on purpose, so why not your chayv kares for eating the chametz, and your chayv the keren to pay back the kohen? Well, if you have a case where one action is going to get you both kares and mamon, so Rabbi Chunin ben Akana and apparently Rabbi Yosef Glilihi both hold that you are potter from the tashlum. Okay, so that's how we reconcile, that's how we explain our Mishnah. That's actually Rabbi Yosef Glilihi. Ketanai. Now, Gemara is going to say this is actually a machlokes tanaim in terms of whether you pay mida or damim, whether you pay volume or value. Ha'ochal trumas chametz bePesach, patur min hatashlumim mid me'etzim. Again, this is a tosefta that is similar. And if someone eats trumas chametz on Pesach, you're patur from hatashlumim and paying divrei etzim, right? That's divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri mechayev. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says you're chayev. So Amar Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'chima hana yesh ba. Rabbi Akiva said, why would you be chayev? What kind of hana is there? Right? There's no, if chametz is asur ba'hana, there's no value there. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Rabbi Akiva, umana yesh lochol truma tmeya b'shar kol yom hashana shem shalim. Well, what hana are you getting, right, on all other what's it called? On all other days of the year, if you ate truma tamea, right, the kohen can't use the truma tamea, right. So apparently, we see that it's not based on value. but it's not based on value. It must be. Meaning, what is, why does Rabbi Akiva say you're potter? Because it's, we go based on the value. And Chomet says no value. Rabbi Yochanan ben Rei says we go based on the volume. And that's why Rabbi Akiva said to him, well, what kind of hana is there? Why would you have to pay anything? So Rabbi Yochanan ben Rei said back to him, well, what kind of value is there for truma tameya that someone ate on the rest of the year? Right? The Kohen can't eat truma tameya, and he still has to pay for it. So you see that it's not based on volume, based on value, it's based on volume. So Rabbi Akiva said back to him, lo, imamarta v'truma tameya b'shayim osashana, alfa b'sha inbo heter achila, yeshbo heter asaka. No, what do you mean? If someone ate truma tameya the rest of the year, Rabbi Akiva says back, he has to pay for the value of the firewood, meaning the truma that you're talking about. Even if it's tameh, you can still burn it. It's still mutar ba'anah, and the kohen can burn it. So that doesn't tell me anything about chametz on Pesach, which you can neither eat nor burn, meaning there's no hana that you can get from it whatsoever. So the Gemara says, halamada zedome. So what is that similar to? So meaning, what is the case over here? Meaning, it's similar to the trumas tutim v'anavim shenitma. The cases where you have truma of like fruits and berries that became tamei, she'im ba lo heter achila v'lo heter asaka, that you can't burn, right? That's not stuff that you can burn and you can't even use as firewood. So it's more comparable over here where it has no value whatsoever. Right? And therefore, Rabbi Akiva seems to be saying that, again, you go based on the value. But what is this machogis by? But mafrish truma vechmitza. That's only if someone separated truma before Pesach and then it turned into chametz and then it was eaten on Pesach. Rashi says also, meaning if it was already chametz, right? The becoming chametz is not the crucial part here. It's that if it was separated and designated as truma before Pesach. Avo mashish truma chametz divrei hakol eino kedusha. But if someone separates chametz as truma on Pesach, so then that doesn't work because you cannot make that. We're going to see tomorrow, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that you're not allowed. That does not work on Pesach to separate truma that is chametz on Pesach. The Tani Idach, we'll learn another brisa. V'nasan, what's it called? Yeah, okay. We learn another brisa. V'nasan lekoin is a kodesh. So again, the pasuk says that v'nasan lekoin is a kodesh. Just to quote the full pasuk over here, because it comes up both parts of it, right? In the Torah, or v'ishki yochal kodesh b'shkaga. Someone eats kodesh b'shogeg. Again, kodesh we're going to learn is talking about truma. That's the context of the pasuk. V'yasav chamishi so alav. He should add 1/5. V'nasan lekoin is a kodesh, and he should give the coin. Right, the kodesh, meaning the principle. So that's the pasuk. The Gemara quotes here: Tanya idach v'nasan lekoin is a kodesh. Dover haroi lios kodesh. That has to be something that can be kachem, can be truma. Meaning you have to pay him in produce. Prat locho trumas chametz bePesach shabatim minat hashlumim mitmeitzim divrei Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Right, so that excludes someone who eats chametz on Pesach. That's potter from paying, and you don't even have to pay for the firewood. That's Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Shita, Rabbi Eliezer Chasma Mechayev. So he's Mechayev. Amar Allah Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer, must be Rabbi Eliezer, right? Yeah, Rabbi Eliezer Chasma. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said to him, Chima Hana Yishba, what kind of Hana is there? But again, it's similar machlokas, whether you have to pay based on the value or the volume. So Amalo, Rabbi Elazar Chasma, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, tongue twister here, V'chimah hana yishlo lo'ochol truma tameya b'shayim ozach ha'shana shem yishalim. It's him give and take that he had between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Amalo, lo, yimamartu b'truma tameya b'shayim ozach ha'shana avu pisha in bo heter achila yish bo heter asaka. Right now, you can burn truma tameya the rest of the year. Tomer v'zu she'in lo ba lo heter achiv lo heter asaka. Right, the bechametz, there is no hana whatsoever. So again, same give back and forth. Amar lo, he said, "Right him af bazu yesh ba heter hasaka shem ratza a coin meritza lefnei kalbo omasika tachas tavshila." So different response though that Rabbi Lozer said back to him. That here in this case by the chametz you can burn it or it gets some sort of hana because if you wanted meritza lefnei kalbo he can give it to his dog or he could have burned it. Or he could have burned it. He could use it to burn it in right under his food. That's right. He could have used it as fuel to cook. Abaye. Now, this is, again, we've waited to prove that this is the machokas, right? Again, between the Ketanai, that this is the machokas Tanai. This is what we're saying. Amar Abaye, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, kulas fira lo chametz b'pesach asur ba'ana. Right? So all three of those shitas, they all say that chametz and pesach is asur ba'ana. Uvah pligid Rabbi Akiva, savar lefitam b'mashalim, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, savar lefimid b'mashalim. That really all of them hold that chametz is asur ba'ana on Pesach. And the machokas is simply how to pay back. Do you pay back based on the volume or the value? The Gemara says, well, pshita, that's obvious, isn't that's exactly how we've been explaining. Right? So the Gemara says, ma'adatema, you might have thought that, no, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, namik Rabbi Kiva Svirle, the amar lefi dama mishalim. No, you could have thought that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri really holds, like Rabbi Kiva, that you pay based on value. I have a hasam time of the mechayev, which in the summer they corrupted you, say, glili. And the only reason that he says you're chayev is because he holds that there is a heter hana of Pesach, of chametz, that you really is mutter bahana, really like Rabbi Yosef glili. Right, that's why you'd be chayev. It's kamash malans, therefore, no. He says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri really holds that you pay based on volume and not based on value. So even though the chametz is worth nothing, right, that then that part, Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri and Rabbi Kiva agree that it is Isra Hana of chametz on Pesach, but Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that you pay based on volume, and therefore you have to pay it back. Well, where do you get that from the Braisa? So, how do you know, right, that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that? So Abaye would say back to him, because im kain neder le Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Rabbi Kiva ki hechi de mahader le Rabbi Elazar chisma the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Well, because what did Rabbi Elazar chisma say back to him? Right, Rabbi Elazar chasma said back to Rabbi Eliezer, well, no, really on chametz you could really on Pesach you can use the chametz to give to your dog or to burn and use it as fuel. Clearly, he holds that chametz is mutter b'hana on Pesach. So the fact that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't say that back to Rabbi Akiva, even though they're having basically the same discussion, if you remember, in both prices, same discussion. So if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri didn't say that back to him, clearly he agrees that it's asur b'hana on Pesach, but he holds that really you have to pay based on volume and not based on value, and that's why the Gemara said lema katanai. This is exactly a machlokes. Tanoim. Okay. Now, once we're on the topic of truma, let's do some more of that. Tanu Rabbanim. We learned the Rabbis. Ha'ocha kezayis truma, mishalim karen v'chomesh. If a person eats a kezayis, what's the minimum shear a person needs to eat to be chayiv the karen and the chomesh? That, so according to the Tanakhama, says kezayis, abashal amar achi hei bo shove pruta. It needs to be a shove pruta. That's the minimum shear. My time, as we're going to see, there's a discussion as to whether those are both or one or the other. My time in Tanakhama, what's the reason for Tanakhama? Amar Krala Pasuk says, vish ki yochal kodesh bishkaga. Right, a person says it's an Isser Achila, v'achila b'kezayis. And all the Isser Achilas in the Torah, right, save for Yom Kippur, pretty much. I don't want to say that blanketly because someone will be like, no, what about this? But either way, in general, when we have an Isra Achila in the Torah, so that's because I said, so therefore, that's how the Tanakhama knew that this is the same. V'Avashal Maitaima, so where does Avashal get his Sheva Pruta from? Amakra V'Nasan. Right? Yeah, he has to give the value back to him, or the amount back to the Kohen. Right, volume or value, but whatever. He has to give it back to the Kohen. Vein nesina pachas m'shavah pruta. And a giving, a halachic giving, is not less than a shavah pruta. V'idach nami haksiv yochal. Aye, but doesn't it say yochal? So who pratla mazik udasa? So he says that Rabbi Shaul would say that then it, meaning that's only, meaning that excludes a case where you damaged the truma, and you don't need to pay a chomesh. Meaning if you ate, obviously if you damage the truma, then you have to replace just like any other item that you damage, but the chomesh is only for eating, not for damaging. The Tanakama, haksiv v'nasan, so doesn't the Tanakama agree to the fact that it says v'nasan, that seems to imply a nesina, and there's no nesina, there's no giving, halachic giving by less than Shabbat Pruta, so he holds that Ahumi Baile, the Dabra Haroleos Kodesh, that teaches me that it needs to be something that you must pay with produce and not with money. That's how he learns from that pasuk. Okay, fine. Tanu Rabbanan, without the Rabbisa. If a person eats less than a kezayis, so he does pay the amount that he ate. But he doesn't pay the chomesh. The Gemara says, "Echidami, what's the case? Right? Eat the less pay shavu pruta. If it's less than shavu pruta, karen amilo mishalim. Right? So he doesn't have to pay a karen either. Yeah, because again, there's no chiyuv to pay back if a person steals less than shavu pruta. There's no chiyuv halachki to pay back. Right, that was one of the problems of the Dora Mabel, because they kept on stealing less than shavu pruta. Right, they were getting around the society fell apart because everybody was skirting around the halacha and they were stealing. Right, the famous case, they steal one kernel from a seller. I just want to taste it, and then at the end of the day, he has nothing. Right, and there's nothing he can do because he can't go back and find, and get all the money back from everybody because they stole less than Shavu Pruta. Okay, so it can't be that it was less than Shavu Pruta because then he wouldn't have to pay back even the keren. If he isle Shavu Pruta, and if it was more than Shavu Pruta, chomer shnami yishalim. So you should have paid also the 1/5. So the Gemara says, lo'olam de'is pei Shavu Pruta, really, no, there was a Shavu Pruta in this item. Afilo achi came to less pei kezayis, mishalim is a keren, v'inam shalim is a chomesh. And even so, right, since it was less than a kezayis, but apparently he has to pay the keren, the principal amount, but not the chomesh. So that seems to be against what's it called? That seems to be against the Tanakam, I guess. Who is that against? Or I guess against Abishol. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not sure why I got confused there. All right, and that's what the Gemara says in a second. Amruka Rabbanan Kameda to Rav Papa. So the Chazal said this in front of Rav Papa. Hadaloka Abishol. And this must be against Abishol. Because if it was like Abishol, Hamar Kevish Yish Bashar Raputa, Afakav Deles Bekezais. Right? He says, what does Abishol say? Right, like as long as you have a Shavu Pruta, right, it doesn't need to be a Kezayis, right? Again, the Tanakhama says it has to be a Kezayis, but Abishol said no, as long as it has to be at least a Pruta, you have to pay the Karen and the Chomesh. This Brisa says that if it's less than a Kezayis, right, you're not chayav for the Chomesh, that must be against Abishol. So I'm a little of Papa said back to the Chachamim, Afilu Tema Abishol. No, you can even say that this is this Brisa agrees with Abishol, or Abishol agrees with the Brisa. Abishol Tarte Boy, that Abishol requires both. That he actually, when Abishol meant that you have to get a Kezayis, as a Shavu Pruta, sorry, he means that it has to be a Kezayis and a Shavu Pruta. The Gemara says, 1 second, me boy, Abishol Tarte, really, he needs both of them. Within the Mishnah, Abishol Omer, Es Sheyesh Bo Shavu Pruta, if the amount that you ate has a Shavu Pruta, Chayv B'Tashlumin, then you have to pay back. Right? Es She'im Bo Shavu Pruta, if it's less than Shavu Pruta, so then Einu Chayv B'Tashlumin. And then it's, you don't have to pay back. So that seems to be only, the Shavu Pruta is the only determining factor. So Amru Lo, they say back to him, Lo Amru Shavu Pruta, Elin Me'ila Bavad. So they say back to him in the Brisa that no, Shavu Pruta is not relevant to Truma, it's only relevant to the Isra Me'ila, to taking from Kachim, to benefiting from Kachim. Aval, but Truma, Einu Chayav Ashivo Kezayis, but Truma has to be up until a Kezayis. V'im Isan, if it's really true that Abishol requires both of them, right, obviously, Kevin Sheyeshbo Kezayis Mibayalei, right, if really Abishol requires it to be a Kezayis and a Pruta, so the Brisa should have said, meaning the people who argued on the Rabbanan, who argued on Abishol and the Brisa, should have said, Kevin Sheyeshbo Kezayis. Right, since, what did they say? They said that, I keep getting confused, I'm sorry. Where is it over here? Amulo, right. Lo Amushavu Pruta, Eleni Me'ila Bavad. Right, they should have said, right, Aval the Truma, Enochai Vachi Yehebo Kezayis. But for a Truma, right, you need to have a Kezayis. If Rav Papa held that both, it should have said, since there's a Kezayis. Not until it has a Kezayis. Right, meaning, right, they didn't get Abishol on both of them, right? They only got him on one of them. So Gemara says, Tiuftas, apparently this is against how Rav Papa felt, that really Abishol only requires the Shavu Pruta and not both the Shavu Pruta and the Kezayis for a person to be chayiv for eating Truma. Okay, the next, the Gemara is going to just go through a whole discussion about how Rav Papa actually took back that understanding of Abishol, right, even though we kind of disproved it right here, right, but Abishol himself took it back, but that's going to take us on to Amud Aleph, so Mitzvah Shem will do it tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.